Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider hair, makeup, and skin tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hi, Jill Dunn.
What's going on?
What's going on? It is midsummer. Mm-hmm. We are...
I like your glasses today.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice. I'm wearing the Gucci's.
Oh, yeah. They look good on you.
They're the Gucci.
I love how you can just like put on a pair of glasses like that and you don't really need to do like... you know, a dramatic look with makeup or anything. It's like a look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're cool.
It's totally true. I'm actually wearing no makeup right now. So Jill and I have gotten to the point in our pod relationship where I now show up to recordings with no makeup on.
You look great.
Well, thanks. I put on the glasses as part of my look. I'm just wearing that. And then I've got my straight hair that is all based on a product that I learned about in today's episode.
Yeah. So our guest today is Chris Appleton. He is a British hairdresser extraordinaire, and he works with all of the big Hollywood heavy hitters.
We're talking about Kim Kardashian, Kylie, J-Lo, Ariana Grande,
Katy Perry.
He works with them all. And that's really what he's known for, are these extremely transformational looks that he does on these sort of goddesses.
Yeah.
You know, so he can take them from one look to the other. It's that surprise and delight factor. That's what Chris is all about.
Yeah. There's no like little beach wave.
Yeah.
there's no. He's just all about changing them up all of the time.
Yeah. And there is a serious look that they're rocking, L-E-W-K.
Yeah. He's really tight with Kim and Kylie and the whole Kardashian clan. He was featured on the cover of Gay Times magazine just this month, and Kim was actually the person who interviewed him.
I love it when they do that.
I don't really like that, celebs interviewing celebrities, but
I do.
I digress.
I feel like they get the better stories, man. They're insiders.
They're putting reporters out of jobs on the daily.
Sorry, but I need to hear the dirt.
They're not going to give me real dirt. I need Taffy inside Gwyneth's house. Anyway.
We digress.
Yeah, so basically they told this really funny story where when Kim went viral with that neon long wig. Was it a long wig?
Yeah, it was.
A neon green wig. He said that they were trying to figure out what look to do, and they had FaceTimed Kanye, and Kanye was like, I think you should go with the green hair, and in fact, I'm going to get a neon green Lamborghini to pick you up. This was in Miami. So get on the green hair. The Lamborghini will be downstairs in like an hour. And like, what a photo op.
Yeah, way to take it to the next level, Kanye.
Creative direction.
I know. I love that he has creative directed her entire aesthetic. It's just like the invisible hand.
There would be no Vogue covers for Kim if there was no Kanye. No, I'm pretty sure about that.
But Chris is part of this essential glam squad, and he often works with Mario Dedovanovic, who we've had on the show, also known as Makeup by Mario.
Of course.
So you'll often see them in behind the scenes photos. They're really the dream team.
Yeah. I think what Chris has really become known for, as you've said, is these transformations. And that's because he's the king of hair extensions and the king of wigs. Mm-hmm. Weren't you saying that your hairdresser was going to a masterclass with him?
Yeah. So Chris was in town with Color Wow. So okay. They're the company that most people will know. They are the originators of the little root touch up shadow that you can use to cover your grays and use in between coloring. Amazing. I still am like obsessed with Color Wow. I don't know exactly who the founders are. I want them on the show.
Yeah, it's Gail Federici. She was the right hand to John Frieda.
Okay, amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think what's great about that brand is they don't do a big splash out about anything, but they have these killer innovations like that one, which was first to market. Definitely. Everybody's duped it. Mm-hmm. And then the new one, the Dream Coat is it called, which Chris is going to talk about in this episode. And so he was in town with them, but my hairdresser was going to the masterclass because she wanted to learn about how to do these flawless extensions and make them look invisible. Because as we all know, when they look fake, it's really bad.
Yeah. And it's just so prevalent now. I mean, extensions are just, they're as much a part of a lot of people's styling routines as going to get a haircut. Mm-hmm. Like anytime I go to a call to book a blowout, they will always ask if I have extensions.
Yeah.
Because that's how prevalent they are. They need to book in extra time for people who have extensions to blow dry it.
Well, Chris is going to give us the tips on how to make them look the most flawless and the most natural in this episode as well.
Yeah. Like what better person to ask? He's got a wig closet.
It's true. I saw that online. It was like this walk-in closet, but it's all wigs and like killer ones. And I think he does talk about where he sources them, his go-tos to get the best wigs and extensions. He's also going to tell us how to get the Ariana Grande ponytail, which is iconic. Mm-hmm. I mean, she wears that all the time. He created that look. His name is also often associated with glass hair.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us exactly how he achieves that.
Hyper mirror-like shine. It really is iconic for a lot of his looks.
Mm-hmm. And finally, at the end of the episode, he's going to get a little bit more personal. And we're going to find out where his passion for hair came from when he was growing up and a little bit of rapid fire to get to know him better too.
And I think we can't go into the interview without just saying how good looking this man is.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so bummed I actually wasn't there to do the interview with you. I was away, but you got up bright eyed and bushy tailed on a Sunday to go and meet this goddess of a man who stepped off a flight.
Absolutely.
When he was in town for like 18 hours or something.
I know. And his accent too. I feel like I don't want to go on because I'm like somehow assaulting him over audio. But anyway, just a great appreciation for Chris. I think you guys are going to love this episode. So sit back and enjoy. Okay. Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we have Chris Appleton on the mic. And we recently saw you're kind of fresh off of Katy Perry's video, Never Really Over. Mm-hmm. We saw a great behind the scenes moment on your Instagram where you were basically following Katy around with like a leaf blower.
I mean, I had that video obviously since we shot the footage itself. And yeah, I couldn't release anything until the video was out. And I was just going through my camera roll. I forgot about it. And I just put this video on and I just couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah.
Because I'm like bopping around. And I asked for a leaf blower. And normally you'll get like a little handheld.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they brought this mighty, powerful wind blower. The most powerful I've ever used. Yeah. Ever. I've used a lot of wind blowers.
Yeah.
But they put this on my back like a rucksack and then started pulling at it like a trying to rem it up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working. It smelled of petrol. I was thinking, oh my, what is this?
Like, oh my gosh.
I'm going to blow a wig off.
Yeah.
And they managed to get it going, but Jesus, it was powerful. It was really quite a force. Yeah. And I just couldn't help. And every time I was going near her, she was laughing because I was like bopping. I was trying to avoid the camera. Yeah. But the song's really catchy and you can't help but dance. Unfortunately, my dancing was not quite up to it. I was kind of not focusing on the dance mood. But I thought, I'll put it out there anyway. I thought it was really fun. Everyone always seems to like the behind the scenes
because,
they get to see the finished result. But I think some of the magic happens from behind those scene moments. And
I
put in the post that said, hair don't move on its own, Katie. Like, we have to work that, we get in the look. And, if there's no breeze, you got to make a breeze. And
Yeah.
I think I was making more of a hurricane than a breeze, but it was fun nevertheless.
Yeah. And is it true you used a coat hanger to get some of her look?
Yeah, it was. Oh, that was on my Insta story as well. You know what? Yeah. You forget the power of social media. Yeah, I actually, when I was speaking to the director, she wanted kind of quite a 70s feel to the whole video, yeah. But quite authentically 70s. So the first look was very kind of like 70s coiffure do, and it was, you know, very beautiful. And then she sort of said, you know, I want something big for the field performance, I want something big and textured. And it was just a reference I had. And, you know, I've done a lot of different textures before, but I really wanted to get this kind of wider, almost zigzag feel. So yeah. I was like, you know, how can I, you know, doing it around a small bobby pin or a pins would be too tight. Yeah. So it wouldn't be, it would just be a frizz. It wouldn't be, you know, like a texture or a wave. So yeah, I decided to use coat hangers. So we went off and we were robbing them from the stylist and just putting them up and basically just wrapping the hair around a coat hanger in and out, and then clamped it with the irons, so with the flattening yeah. irons, and then took it out, and it's kind of this really cool zigzag shape that when you brush it just explodes in volume. So yeah, it was great. It was really
so
fun.
Cool.
It was kind of the bigger the better. That was the brief.
And then you also just gave a big new look to Kim Kardashian, right?
Yeah, the bob. The you bob. Guys like that?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, cute, right?
It's so good.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I love Kim. She's been such an amazing part of my career, and she's always up for changing the look, and she's always up for something different. And I just love it when someone expresses themselves throughout, you know, their clothes and their hair and their makeup. And yeah, we did the short the other day. Kim never really loves it short. It's always like, should we do it? And she was like, no, let's do it. And she did. She was like, I love this. I love, you know, sometimes it just feels good to cut your hair and have a fresh vibe, you
Definitely.
Know, and just kind of rock out a different feel for a minute.
Definitely.
I mean, she loves her long hair as well, obviously. So I'm sure we'll bring it back. But for the minute, I think it just feels really fresh and cute and, you know,
do you have a tip? Because I feel like for a lot of women, when they do a bob, it can look like, how do you make it look still like sexy and cool? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's about the length of the bob that suits the face shape.
Yeah.
So I think it's just about framing your face. I think too short, it can get a bit kind of librarian and a bit sort of set and it doesn't move. And too long, it kind of doesn't feel like a bob. It almost feels like a shoulder length something or another. Do you know what I mean? It tends to flick out. I think it's just about getting it that right length, but it's also, I think it's the finish of the hair, which makes it look quite modern. Like, I always like to get that real high shine and gloss, and you know, the products I use to prep it. So I'll use the Color Wow Dream Coat to prep the hair, and that's one of my favorite products to get that real smooth shine.
Yeah,
and it gives you that real swishiness. So I think that the youthfulness is in the swish and in the shine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think it's all about the finish and the texture of the hair for sure.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question, because that sort of glass hair idea, how do you do that even on really processed hair? How do you
I think for me, again, it's just about the preparation. I'm really into kind of products and helping products to achieve a very immaculate finish, I guess. You know, with HD cameras, we really are put under, you know, the limelight sometimes. And HD was made for, I think, sports, like grass, not skin and hair, because you can see every strand of hair. You can see every, you know, molecule on the skin. You can see everything.
So,
so for me, I really kind of load up the products to give you that real kind of immaculate finish.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, HD proof, if you like.
Yeah.
But it's still really important for me that the hair moves and has, you know, movement and freedom, because I think that's when it feels beautiful and, you know, when a look works. I don't want something that's just plastered in hairspray and products. So when I say products, I don't mean, you know, let's just put a lot of hairspray on. It's just about getting the hair into a texture that really works.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Ariana Grande ponytail and its kick-ass swish, as you say.
Yep.
Can you walk us through just like 3 steps on how to get that look, if that's possible?
If I could keep it really simple, I'd say the higher the better.
Yeah.
Follow the cheekbone as a guide reference. So follow the cheekbones up, and that's when you get that real kind of detailed snatch. And when you really kind of lift it from the cheekbones, it elevates the eyes and all of the lines flow. So higher the better, follow the cheekbone. And then I would probably say accessorize it for sure. I think accessorizing that ponytail always looks so good, like a little braid and putting some details in with some jewelry or some hoops or, you know, any of your accessories you've got around, I think always makes it look fun. A tip that I always like to do is just to finish is using a toothbrush, just a regular toothbrush, and just spray it with hairspray and just go around the edges just to really kind of make it look kind of clean, I guess, and polished. You know, and if you've got baby hairs, brush them out and lay them down. And, you know, and if you don't, don't want them then brushing them away. But I think just to give it that kind of finishing, immaculate finish of the perfect ponytail, if you like,
yeah.
I would always use a toothbrush around the edges just to give it that finesse.
Yeah. And do you recommend straightening before or after it's in a ponytail?
I would usually blow dry the hair in the direction of the ponytail. So I'd normally put the hair upside down. If I'm doing a high pony, I'd usually blow dry the hair upside down. So blowing all the roots in that direction. Because if you put the head up straight and blow dry the hair down, well, you're going against what you want it to do. So I'd always blow dry the head upside down so the roots are going that way, so you get no lumps and bumps.
Okay.
And I'd probably run the irons through lightly, but then perfect it when it's actually in the ponytail.
Okay. All right. Good detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we recently online saw a tour of your hair closet.
Oh,
that was
wow.
Epic.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you guys liked it.
How many pieces do you think you have in there?
Oh, so many. I mean, the thing is, the job I do, and I guess the person I am, the type of aesthetic I have and I've always had is I like change. I like something different. I like new kind of fresh vibes. And, you know, I'll always turn up with wigs and hair pieces and extensions, even if it's just a do and go, you know, for a regular day. I'm like, what about if we do this? What about if we do that? It doesn't really matter what the occasion is for me. I think hair for me is an expression of who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. And I wake up feeling different every day. So, you know, I don't know. I think women, you know, some days they want to be sexy. Some days they want to be serious. Some days they want to be sophisticated. Some days they want to be fun. Some days, you know what I mean? I just think it depends on like what the occasion is. Maybe you're going out with some girls for drinks and you want to be sexy and cute, or, you know, might be going for a meeting and you want to be taken serious. You know, I think first impressions on hair are big, you know, and I think, you know, women especially now are looking through Instagram, wanting to keep up with what's going on in terms of one minute hair short, the next minute hair's long, because we do use wigs and extensions or pieces or just techniques that make your hair look shorter and then longer. And, you know, I think hair has got much more technical now, and people want to know how to do that. You know, they're flicking through Instagram going, oh, her hair's long today and it was short yesterday. I want to do, you know what I mean? There's become a demand now for ever-changing, evolving style.
Yeah, and I think just the idea of playing.
Playing.
Like so many young women are just playing.
Just like colors, pink, blue, lime green. You know, it's like, what's the new color? What's the new length? You know, what's the new texture? It's just constant.
Yeah, and so where do you like to source your hair pieces and wigs? Because I feel like the thing about the ones that you do, like, they look so good, obviously that's the styling, but what about like the products themselves?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's technique. I tend to work a lot with the kind of hair that I just feel works, and one of my favorite companies is Glam Seamless, because they offer a high quality hair, which is really important to me. It's wearable, it's reusable, which is really important. But for one of the main points is the color choices are so good. That's probably one of the biggest giveaways with extensions is the color blend. You know, if you have a different color to your hair or a different texture, that's when it really stands out. So yeah, technique is definitely in there. You know, there is some real kind of not so good ones out there where the quality is not so good or the color choice is not great. And then I think people get a bad impression about extensions. One of the most important things is probably application as well. You know, learning how to, you know, put extensions in. I have a daughter and she's 12, and I brought her a set of clipping extensions because she, you know, loved Ariana's ponytail. And she's like, Dad, will you show me how to put them in? I sort of showed her. I said, okay, I'm going to let you have a go now. And I walked over and they're all clipped on top of each other. And, you know, I said, Kit, you've got to leave. Her name's Kitty Blue. I said, you've got to leave the top of your hair out so it hides them, because at the back it was just. But now she's like a pro at it. You know, you go online, Googles how to do it, how to place them, you know, how to shape the head. And sometimes, you know, honestly, it's better than me. Like the way, you know, you can put them in so easily, and it's become a part of styling hair now. Whereas, you know, when I first started training in hair, like, extensions were such a big like secret, and if someone had them, everyone was so inquisitive, you know, and it was a big process, and it just wasn't in the masses. Whereas now it's just huge. The amount of hair I go through is unreal. And then probably even like in my agency, the agency I'm with, the Wool Group, you know, they say, like, we don't have anyone that works with the amount of hair you have. Just because, I guess because I do change it up, you know, it's been cut and, you know, and I just keep changing it up. And so I need a constant supply for sure.
Well, it's true.
As and you can see from my hair closet. But I have some real pieces, actually, some real iconic pieces that, like, from moments in time, which I still have, which has been great.
That's
and
fun.
They get recycled as well.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if it's really long and we've got something and there's like, maybe it's a music video with a lower budget, we'll, and it's for the same artist or whatever, we'll recycle something into something else and reuse it and keep it evolving, which is quite nice as well. They've all been on a bit of a journey.
Yeah. What's your favorite iconic one that you'd like put in a hair museum when the Chris Appleton Hair Museum opens eventually?
There's been a couple. I loved it when we did Kim's neon green. That was great in Miami. It was such a good moment. She got the car that matched, and that kind of color, the neon green became. It was like a frosted neon, actually, like a frosted neon green. It became like the new black for a bit. You know, every girl was kind of trying to. I think in LA they sold out of it. You couldn't get neon green because I was trying to, color a hairpiece, and they said, "Oh, we've sold out." And the guy said to one of my assistants, he said, "I think one of the Kardashians had the hair color, that color or something, and it sold out." Obviously, people, like I say, are always looking for the next thing, really. And it was fresh. It just felt really kind of fresh and cool. And I also loved it when we did J-Lo's 50-inch hair at the billboards, the Latin billboards. That was a really good moment. It was just really fun for J-Lo, and she'd not really done anything like that before. So, yeah, it was great.
So I feel like one of the biggest questions, and we've had this from our listeners too, is blending, as you said. So do you have some tips on how to not get that shelf effect?
Honestly, one of the top tips I would just always do is if you've got a blunt haircut or if you find it really hard to blend your hair, I would normally just leave the part section of your hair out, the part section. So if it's in the middle part, a couple of inches either side, clip it away. And I would just braid the rest of your hair away. If you get like a lot of bulk or anything, I'd just braid it away and then pin your braids to the head and then just clip over the top of them and then lay the top down. That will eliminate that kind of harsh line.
Yeah.
Okay. By just braiding it to the scalp, just a couple of scalp braids.
Yeah.
You know, you can even just pull the sides back and just do a braid. On one side, a braid on the other, and kind of crisscross them over, pin it, and then just clip the extensions on top or apply your extensions in any way. That for me is kind of the most seamless because it just gets rid of all the problem, really.
Yeah.
And then your hair's still there and protected.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a drugstore product that's always in your kit?
A drugstore product? What do I have? When I go to CVS, I'll always get I love hair nets, those hair nets from CVS. I always get those. I always get the invisible hair nets. Mm-hmm. And people think they're for granny roller sets or anything, but I actually create some. I did the final of World of Dance with J-Lo, and she had this very kind of couture immaculate, kind of updo. And I have this technique where I actually put the hair in a hair net and kind of swivel it around, and it kind of looks like water and it keeps the hair combined. It's like a Hollywood secret. If you Google it, I think I've probably done some videos. You'll see a how-to video. But I'm always in there buying these hair nets. I like their brushes as well sometimes. Sometimes their brushes are really good. You can buy some good stuff in there. Yeah. I always go to the hair aisle and always get lost in there for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm always fascinated to see what, because I obviously tend to use professional products, but I'm always interested to see what the consumer is buying or into, or what new gimmicks are coming out, because there's always some kind of fun gimmick that's popping around.
I actually in the electrical section. I discovered the wet brush. That's a total drugstore. It's $7.99. I'm obsessed
with a wet brush.
With the vented back. It's so good.
Yeah, so good.
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I love a good wet brush.
How about curling iron? What's your ride or die?
I love a good Marcel, a good curling iron that really curls the hair, something that the heat penetrates well. Harry Josh does a really good one. Harry Josh Professional Tools does a really good one. I also am a bit of a Hot Tools fan. Mm-hmm. I have my favorite dryer, though, for sure. I love the Dyson. I always use the Dyson. I've used it since it first came out. And a lot of people say to me, do you like that Dyson? I feel like I get asked that. Do you like that Dyson? Do you like that Dyson? Is it worth the money? Everyone always says that. Yeah. Honestly, I've never not used it. And if it ever breaks, I get it replaced straight away.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't bothered, I'd just get a different hairdryer. But it really is light and easy to use. I used to get a lot of pain in my hand from blow drying all the time.
Right.
So it's really light, and I don't get that anymore.
Yeah.
And it's powerful as well.
Yeah.
And it's also super light in your kit. So, I really like that. I really like the Dyson dryer.
Good to know.
For sure.
I think a lot of people, because of the spend, that's why.
Yeah, it's the spend. And that's why they always go, is it worth it? is it that good?
It's worth it, guys.
So now that our hair is on point, let's break for a minute to chat about an amazing head-to-toe resource from our friends at Spotlight.
Longtime listeners know that we're all about personal choice when it comes to medical aesthetics.
Yeah, we're not going to judge if you want to make a tweak or two. All we ask is that you do your research.
For sure. Because I'm a beauty editor, I had access to so much information. But I think for the average person today, the Spotlight.com is great because, yes, they have their own in-house writers who are experienced in skincare and medical aesthetics, but they also work with some of the most respected writers in the industry.
Yeah, many of whom came from fashion magazines like we did. So they're really on top of the latest buzzy topics and trends. I bookmarked a story that I'm totally going to read later. It's called Every Skincare and Aesthetic Secret I Learned Growing Up with a Medical Esthetician for a Mom.
That's awesome. So that's kind of the vibe of Spotlight. It's kind of like reading your favorite magazine with articles that are interesting and informative, like celebrity self-care tips, experts' favorite products. And I love the series Under the Needle that kind of documents the journey of getting a treatment for the first time, and you get to see and hear about the results after.
Again, totally going to read that. But it's got some extra bells and whistles too. It's got a built-in feature that lets you chat with a trained aesthetic specialist if you have questions, and you can plug in your zip code to find a qualified provider in your area.
So if you're obsessed with skincare and curious to learn more about medical aesthetics, which we know you are, go to thespotlight.com/beauty to find out more.
That's Spotlight with a Y. The spotlyte.com/beauty.
One more time, thespotlight.com/beauty.
Now back to today's episode.
So we have a few listener questions. Samuli would like to know your favorite tools and tips for frizzy hair in the summer.
My favorite tips for the summer for hair. My go-to is always the Colourwow Dream Coat. It's my favorite product.
Yeah.
Have you ever used the Dream Coat?
I haven't. I'm just learning about this. Yeah.
It's amazing. There's no other technology out there like it. So you spray on your hair, you saturate the hair in it. It's light as water, so it won't make your hair greasy.
Yeah.
Blow dry in, and it basically puts like a sealant on the hair so water can't absorb in, and basically the water and the moisture is what makes the hair go frizzy.
Right.
So it puts like a barrier on the hair so that none of the water can get in. But the finish it gives on your hair is immaculate, and that's how I get that glass hair, that super shiny, glossy hair. And I just love the fact that once you put all that work in, you know it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like once you've applied it and sprayed it in and blow dried the hair out, it's not going anywhere. And also you find when I do use it, I don't need to use the flattening irons as much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just a good blow dry with that really seals the cuticle and seals the deal, you know, gives you that finish that you want.
Okay. So we just wanted to jump in for a quick second because Chris has been really talking up this Colourwow Dream Coat.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I wanted to put it to the test. You took it to a salon. I DIY'd at home. What was your experience?
Okay, well, quick clarification. My stylist, I know that she has like a secret stash of it, so I asked her to bring it in. The application takes a little bit longer, but you do get these insane straightening results. So essentially, she sectioned off my hair when it was sopping wet. That's the other part that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And you coat the hair to the point of saturation where you think I shouldn't be putting this much product on my hair. It feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she used her blow dryer to seal in the Dream Coat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed for me, it was like super straight afterwards. And I found that it lasted for like three shampoos at this point, and it definitely was easier to handle after she had put it in, like, and the blow dry time was less, I found, after she had put it in. She also mentioned that she's been in the industry for almost 12 years, and for her, it's as game-changing product as Olaplex.
As game-changing as Olaplex.
As game-changing. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that she said there's one for curly hair that I did not try, but that's, you air dry with that one.
Right.
And it's really great results too.
So what we're talking about, the Colourwow Dream Coat is an anti-humidity treatment. That's what it is. It uses polymers to kind of like tighten the strands and keep them down and prevent that humidity, that moisture from getting in.
Mm-hmm.
I used it at home and I took tips from you because you mentioned that you really needed to saturate it. And I think my first gut instinct would have been just to spray it in because it is a spray, like a leave-in conditioner. But I did section my hair. I took that time and I really tried to saturate it the best I could. And what I'll say is I didn't get a glass hair effect. I'm not going to say I got mirror-like shine, but I will say that my hair was straighter and less frizzy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one kind of testament to that, it was on Sunday and I was having family over for my birthday barbecue.
Yep.
And Kevin's like, oh, you look really nice today. And I was like, really? I'm not wearing any makeup. And he's like, but I like your nice straight hair today.
Oh, that's really nice.
Wow. He definitely would not normally comment on that. Giving it a thumbs up, guys. And let's get back to today's episode.
Okay.
Leanne wants to know, she says her hairline after she had her baby looked like Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know if you've seen
Yeah. it. Oh my God. Yeah. Crazy.
What do you do?
You go in hiding, girl.
Yeah.
No. You get a hat and you wear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, it's two of my friends, like, just in the industry, they've just had babies. And I was speaking to one of them. I said, you've got these baby bangs going on. And she's like, I know, what is this? She's like, it's all around my hairline. She's like, look, it's this side of that side. I don't think every woman almost knows what it is. Anyway, so much going on with a newborn baby, they don't know. But obviously, yeah, it's just the hair loss from when you're pregnant, the hair doesn't come out. And then right. after, you shed a lot, mm-hmm. A lot more than you would have during, you know, that 9 months. So you experience, and it's usually right at the front. It's never at the back where no one can see it. So it's usually bang on the front.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say, you know, if you're really self-conscious, you could kind of consider cutting bangs or even get clip-on bangs.
Yeah.
You know, just to, because you can get clip-on bangs that are longer, just to cover it up. Because then it's going to be a few months before it grows back out.
Yeah.
Clip-on bangs are a great way of just like hiding, you know, anything you don't want to see.
And then we're going to finish it off with just a handful of rapid fire questions about you. So do you have a song that gets you hyped up?
A song that gets me hyped up. I actually like Katy Perry's new song, The Never Really Over, just because I was on set and I was listening to it all day long.
Yeah.
It's a feel good song. I like feel good songs.
Yeah. And how about the last emoji you used?
Let me see. To my assistant, it was a smiley face. Mm-hmm. I said, do you have a Starbucks and put a smiley face?
With a little blushing.
Do you know what I really like, though? Is this is my most regular used, I think, at the minute. Is, you know, the dinosaur?
Yeah.
I just love the little dinosaur.
Oh.
He's so cute.
He is cute.
I think I once said on an Insta story, if you like this post, comment a dinosaur. And then everyone was putting dinosaurs on my page. And then now people are still putting dinosaurs on my page. It,
was oh
just,
my
it just became a joke thing. But
that's hilarious.
I just felt sorry for that emoji. I felt like it was unused.
Yeah,
I was
it like, needed to be dinosaur. Dusted off. Do you have a favorite tattoo and why?
Yeah, I have two tattoos on my wrist, either side. One is my son, Billy, mm-hmm. and the other is my daughter, Kitty Blue. So they're on my wrist just because obviously that's the most, you know, most important place for them to be.
Of course. What's your favorite thing to do with your kids?
Just have fun. I think I'm always, you know, I was a young dad and I am a young dad. So just to have fun. And I like it when, I don't know, kids experience things in life. And you know, I'm from a town in Leicester, and I guess growing up in Leicester, I always just wanted to like get out and experience life, whether it was traveling or I just wanted to see the world. I knew I was going to do something different. So I just try and encourage that spirit in kids to see things and experience new things and not be afraid of seeing the world. And sometimes the world can feel like a scary place. You know what I mean? Like traveling and I don't know. I try and just see the freedom in it. And like if I hadn't moved to Los Angeles, I moved to Los Angeles 3 years ago and it was a really big thing to do. Like it was a huge uphaul. But I knew that if I wanted to do what I wanted to do, like I'd have to be in LA, I'd have to be in Hollywood, I'd have to be where it happens. Because if you're not available, then, you know, you're not going to. And I was 30 and I was in London. I remember finishing, I was with Rita Ora at the time on The X Factor, and we finished on the 23rd of December. And I moved to LA on the 24th of December, the next day. And I didn't, that was it. I moved, you know, and there was my apartment to sort. There was plenty of excuses why I couldn't have done it. But I was like, you know, I know if I'm not there and I'm not pointing myself out there, it's not going to work. So I think to me, I just like to, you know, inspire my kids to take a risk, to follow your passion, follow your dreams and work hard, you know. Yeah. I think if you work hard and you're passionate and you, I didn't always know where I was going. I didn't always know I'd end up in Hollywood. It's ironic that, that when I was a kid, I used to do my mum's hair, and I was about 8 or 9, and I wanted to make her look and feel great because she had a hard life, and you know she had 5 kids. She was a busy mum. She was working hard, and I used to want to make her look like a Hollywood movie star. So I'd do her hair, and then I'd tell her to stand up and look in the mirror. And when she stood up looking in the mirror, I was always, you know, intrigued by her as, you know, face, you know, good or bad. But when it was good, she would stand up a little taller and, you know, feel herself for a minute. And I remember then that kind of feeling of like, wow, I really, not only do you get to make people look good, but you get to make them feel great, you know, and make them forget who they're doing. In fact, I was speaking to the mother of my kids, like we're best friends now, this morning, and she said to me, Billy and Kitty, my son and daughter, were asking about when you went to Lucy's wedding, which was her sister, and they were asking about dad being there. And Lucy said, oh, no, of course your dad would be there. She said, he literally made my day. And my daughter said, why? And she said, well, he did my hair. And she said, he literally just took every stress and pressure away from me that morning. And I think, our job as a hairstylist is not just about doing hair. You become a bit of, not a counselor, but, you're there to bring good energy and spirit and to celebrate, what's going on around. And I guess you are a bit of a sponge sometimes. You absorb that kind of that energy. And, my job is always to make people look great. But if you can make them feel great as well, that's when the magic happens. I think that's when someone really feels good.
Yeah.
You can send someone out on a red carpet and if they look great, that's one thing. But if they feel great, they stand with confidence and they sell that look, and they kind of, it's a different feeling for sure.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb. I got a cherry.